Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Thatch here. Welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there. Toucanic can still be an answer. And things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate, listen to me, they were born with this knowledge, their innate Pokemon knowledge. As always, there are going to be five questions. One of them is going to have a bonus point attached to it. You get one hint to use throughout the whole thing, but if you get all of the questions correct, you can actually cash that hint in for an extra point. So a total of 7 points possible today. To gain first place today, all you guys need is five. Because a lot of reset last week and with the new year, and it's also a race to 30 points total for every co-host on the board. You guys are operating as a team, competing against the other co-hosts throughout the entire series of the show until somebody hits 30. You know the rules, right? We're good?
Yep.
We're good. And I'm glad that Sublime is my partner because I know he's intelligent.
All right. So
intelligence is not the same thing as knowledge, though.
No. You got me there, but I know you're also knowledgeable.
So this
looking at you, rest of the guild.
This first question is going to set up the theme for all of the questions today. So I'll tell you the theme afterwards.
It's Gen 3. I already know it. It's Gen 3. It's a topic today.
So Poke Quiz question number one: what generation of Pokemon was the only generation to introduce two pseudo legendary Pokemon?
Oh, that's Gen 3 because you have Metagross and Salamence.
Yeah, Salamence and Metagross.
That's an easy one.
Is that your final answer?
Absolutely.
Yep.
That is correct. Also, I'm reformatting it so that the questions are in like increasing difficulty as we go on with time. All right.
That's fair.
So that's an easy one. Yes, Gen 3 is the topic today. So that is
high five,
the line
we got.
The question.
High five.
So that's a point for you guys today. All right. So this next question comes to you from, I believe, Hydra. He wants to know, because abilities were introduced in Generation 3.
They were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many of them were there when they were introduced? And I am personally giving you a plus or minus 10 on this.
A really hard question.
No, it's not, Sublime, because we have plus or minus 10. There are 130 Pokemon introduced. We know there are about 350 Pokemon at the time. Each have about two abilities, and a lot of them overlap.
Well, so actually, at the time, there was no two abilities. In Gen 3, everything only had one ability.
That makes it even easier.
They added any new abilities with Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Okay.
I think they did anyway. And then the Hoenn Dex has about 200 Pokemon, I believe, right? Of course, there's some overlap. Like, some Pokemon have the same ability.
Right. I'm trying to think how many Pokemon. Yeah, there were close. I want to say close to 400, because I know Gen 4 also released a lot of Pokemon. And I know specifically at the end of Gen 4, including Arceus, there were 493 Pokemon. And I know they introduced about 100 and a couple, I think, in Gen 4. So that would leave Gen 3 probably being the biggest generation with like 170.
Gen 3 didn't around, add 170.
Not add, sorry.
Oh, just total in the game?
Right. The game was like
the deck. I think the whole deck is about 200, and then they added Fire Red, Leaf Green, and something.
And then we got all the Johto.
Well, ones. I can't remember.
I'm going to need an answer soon.
Okay, you want to shoot? I want to say it's probably less than 100 abilities.
Yeah, I
want to
shoot
for 85 and give us a little bit of leeway. Be, you know, 95 to 75.
I feel like it's probably lower than that.
You think so? You want to go with like 75?
70. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
You want to go 70?
I think. Because, like, a lot of Pokemon have the same ability. Think about it. You have...
They do all the starters, all the sturdies, all the pickups.
That's nine Pokemon sharing Torrent, nine Pokemon sharing Blaze, right?
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. Let's go with 70, giving us the leeway of 60 to 80.
All right, so that is correct.
Hey!
You're in
hey,
the window. The answer is actually 76 to, like, hit it on the
nose.
That's
a good guess.
Hey, I said 75. That's awesome.
You were on it.
So 76 is correct. All right. So moving on then. Our next question.
That was
question.
Fun to work out, too.
Yeah.
So that you guys have 2 points right now. That's doing fantastic.
Heck yeah.
So on the board.
So question number three. Which type, not including fairy, because it wasn't introduced in Gen 3, Generation 3 introduce the least of?
The least of?
Yes. Which Pokemon were underrepresented in the Generation 3 Pokedex?
So or
Generation
the Pokedex
3 edition. No, the addition. Oh, like the extra 130 Pokemon they added.
Like the new Pokemon.
Yes.
Right.
So who can't you find a lot of in Pokemon Go?
I immediately lean toward fire because that usually gets neglected.
Because, they got Torkoal,
Numel,
and Torchic. And I think that's
Torchic.
It, no, Groudon was not a fire type.
Groudon's ground.
Later.
Yeah. So that's only six if we include Torkoal, Numel, Camerupt, and the starters.
Okay, so then the question is there a type that released even less than six? Ghost introduced four.
Ooh, it's five, Sableye.
Vanette and Dusclops and their pre-evolution.
And Sableye.
And Sableye. Okay, so that's five. That's still less.
Five. Dark had more.
Dark had a lot that generation.
Dark did. What about Rock? Again, we have Numel and Camerupt. We have the fossil. So well, fossil that's already two.
Four right there. Nosepass is five.
Okay. My bad. Ground.
There were a lot of ground types.
Flygon. Yeah. The whole desert.
There's a lot of ground types.
I'm just trying to like go. I'm playing through the game
I'm
in my head.
I'm actually wondering if there's a lot. No, I was thinking poison, but I forgot of Gulpin. How many poison types? No, Roselia. No, it's not poison.
Yeah, Gulpin, Roselia, Seviper.
Okay. It wasn't poison.
What about fighting head Medicham, Hariyama,
Blaziken?
Blaziken. I didn't think about Blaziken. Okay, so that's already more than our ghost five.
Bug, no. Dark, no. Dragon.
Psychic.
How many dragons? Okay, you have the Salamence line.
Oh, Metagross. Yeah.
You have
Dragon, definitely
line.
Not, because Dragon had a ton. Altaria. Yeah.
I forgot Altaria. Yeah, it's not Dragon at all. Electric.
Electric. I can think of Electrike.
Plus
Lemminen, yeah. But is there any more?
Wait a minute.
Because I remember Magneton and Electrode being very prevalent in that game. And
yeah,
Watson
okay. So
only had...
Plus Lemminen and then Electrike and Manectric. Were there
weren't
any others?
There weren't any legendaries, were there?
We're going to need an answer here soon.
Ice, Rock, and Steel. Do you think it's Electrike?
You want to shoot for Electric with a close second being Ghost?
I feel like I'm fighting a lot of types that have five, but I can only think of four electric types.
Same.
Yeah.
Let's go with it. Mm. Let's do
go
it.
With it. Yeah. Electric.
Instinct.
That's a good answer, actually. I think mine might have been wrong.
Was yours Ghost?
No, mine was Poison. Ghost had six. Poison had five.
Who was the sixth Ghost?
Shedinja.
Shedinja.
Okay, so let me go through the list because I had five with
I have at least four poison types.
There's five poison types. And so the Roselia, Swalot, Gulpin, and then something else.
The Wurmple evolution.
Wurmple Cascoon.
Oh,
and Dustox.
Six.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's
I'm wrong.
Six.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to take electric then, because I think it's like electric, manetric, and I think that's honestly it.
Plus one minus.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's honestly it.
Prove me wrong. I mean, I'm not going to look it up because that's against the rules, but
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna say electric type. Let's go with that. You guys get a point. That's a point.
You get 2 points for getting the correct answer.
I always check. I always like mute my mic and like go check when you guys say something, and I'm like, that might actually be right. So this next question has the bonus point attached to it. You do not need the bonus point to cash in the hint at the end. All right. So. Okay. I want to know, because Gen 3 was such a pain to get, like, a full Pokedex in. What are the two ways to get Umbreon and Espeon in Generation 3?
Oh,
there are two major ways to do it, or two main ways to do it.
There's Pokemon Coliseum / XD Gale of Darkness. That's a way.
I'm going to count that as one, by the way. That's just one. GameCube is one.
Okay.
There's a second way to do it. I asked this question because Snag asked me this once on Game Corner, and I want to see if any of you pay attention.
Well, I mean, I've been to Game Corner. I don't, like, always listen to it right when it comes out.
This was from an episode, back in April.
That's why it's hard, because I don't remember. Like, I absorb so much Pokemon knowledge that it doesn't always stick.
You're not absorbing it then, are you?
No, I am. I'm just releasing it when I'm done.
So that's correct on one account. So you guys have the question. I'll give you another minute to try to figure out another answer.
Was it possible to do day and night evolutions in Fire Red and Leaf Green?
Day and night?
I know they didn't have a day and night cycle, but we wouldn't know what time on the clock it was.
Right. They did have a time clock, but that was not effective for Espeon and Umbreon. Because Fire Red and Leaf Green was a total P in the A about friendship evolution stuff.
When your Golbat can't evolve for some reason, you know, it tries to every level.
Right. Yeah. It loves me the same here as it will there. Let it evolve. So what other things came out in Gen 3, or like what were, you know, I'm just trying to think about Gen 3
really
in general. Because
no
Pokemon
idea.
Coliseum came to mind immediately. I'm thinking about Pokemon Box, but I don't think that's another thing.
I'm going to cut you guys off, and I'm going to call it a correct and an incorrect, because I know you're not going to get to the right answer now. So one correct, one incorrect, unfortunately. But you still have the point, so that's 4 points for today so far. You guys are doing well, and you can still catch the hint in if you get the next question. So the real question, so the answer here is yes, you can trade it from XD or Gale of Darkness. Those are very easy to get them in. You have the Moon Shard and the Sun Shard. XD. Mm-hmm. To do it, and then you could also just get them at the beginning of Coliseum, right? The other way is if you trade an Eevee to Ruby and Sapphire Emerald, because there is a clock in that, that clock will actually trigger the Eevee evolution, but only in Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. There's no clock in Leaf Green, Fire Red.
You were right, Sublime. I'm sorry.
He was talking about Leaf Green, Fire Red. That's not true.
I knew the day-night cycle was in Ruby, Sapphire. I just didn't think it would be that simple of an answer.
Yeah. Right?
I didn't think it would be that easy.
So that's four.
You didn't have it, it's fine.
So the last question, as always, is a stat question. I will say now it does not follow the theme of today's questions.
Darn it.
So I think this one's easy, in my opinion, but we'll find out if you guys know. I'm going to be asking you today about fighting type Pokemon. And I would like to know what fighting type Pokemon, including all Megas, has the highest base attack stat.
Okay. Does anything have it higher than Mega Mewtwo X?
Ooh.
Because I think that's like a 190.
Yeah, I know it's high. Fighting type. I mean, I'm going through Megas. I hit Mega Blaziken, Mega Lopunny, but I don't think that
they don't,
either one of
no,
those have
I, no, I
higher than
like
Mega Mewtwo X.
If 130 for but I think
what about, like, is there even a fighting Ultra Beast?
There are. There are two, actually, Buzzwole and a Faramosa, but neither of them are anywhere near 190.
I was going to say, my next thought was Buzzwole, and I was like, that's an Ultra Beast. You just asked that.
Yes. They're strong, but they're not that strong.
All right. I mean, I'm pretty solid with Mewtwo X.
All right, let's go with Mewtwo X. I think that's what it is.
That is correct.
Yay!
So that's 6 points for you guys today, because you didn't use the hint. So the hint gets cashed in.
Hey.
Yay.
So you guys got one of the highest scores other than that week that I just gave all everybody Delibird questions. So in recent history. So here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and sort everything so that everybody can keep up on where everybody's at right now. So right now in first place with 6 points, we have Sublime and Bo tied.
I've never been in first place. This is nice.
I was going to say, other than the very first Poke quiz, neither have I.
Tied for third place, we have Scrawn and Snag with 5 points. And everybody else is at zero because I didn't tie in the TCG cast.
And I was on it. You should do that.
Were you on it? Okay, Sublime, you're in first place with 7 points.
You're in
points.
First place, yeah.
I think Shishiro gets a point. And then who else was on that?
It was Basket.
Basket.
It was Basket. So Basket gets a point. And so that changes the standing slightly. I stopped you, soundboard. Okay, so here we go. Oh my gosh, I click stop and it won't stop. Okay, here we go. So let me resort and we're gonna go data and we're gonna sort Z to A. So Sublime, 7 points in first place. Bo, you're in second with 6 points.
Woo!
Scrawn and Snag are tied for third with 5 points. Basket and Jushiro are tied for fifth with 1 point, and then everybody else has Squat.
Oh, I love being just in front of Scrawn and Snag. Like, that just did so well with me.
Until next week.
They're going to listen to that and be like, ooh, you both of this.
And welcome to the Puckle Poke Quiz, where we will be quizzing our co-hosts on their learned Pokemon knowledge. A quick refresher of the rules, if you are not familiar, we will be asking 5 questions. One of these questions has 2 answers that are for a total of 2 points. The 5 questions, therefore, you can get up to 6 points through. However, you have a hint that you can use on any of these questions that can potentially help you answer said question. You can use this at any time throughout the questions. However, if you do not use your hint and get all of the questions correct, you can cash in your hint at the end for an additional 7th point. So you can earn up to 7 points in the Puckle Poke Quiz. Are we ready to begin, guys?
Yes, sir.
Roger, Dodger.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start with an easier question. I wrote all of these myself since I'm hosting today.
I forgot the word cynic. You're an evil man is what you are, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not a nice person when it comes to trivia, I'll tell you that much. I expect the best. Anyway, this question would be pretty easy. This Pokemon, which is a mono-type Pokemon, has the species type, the Hibernator Pokemon. And one of its abilities is Quick Feet.
Okay, that sounds like a bear. It sounds like it could be Bear Tick.
Or Cupchu, one of the two?
Cupchu, Bear Tick, or Ursaring, Teddy Ursa. There's a lot of bears in Pokemon.
I would think it would be Cupchu of all of them, because I know, I don't think Teddy Ursa or Ursaring is the Hibernate Pokemon.
Okay, you think it's Bear Tick because ish? It's a
I'm thinking more of Cupchu, honestly, but.
Cupchu? It could be, because, you know, do polar bears hibernate? That's a question I legit have. I don't know. I don't think they would because they would be sleeping 365 days a year.
It's cold every day.
Exactly. I wouldn't know why would they hibernate, but it could be Cupchu. I don't think it's Ursaring either, unless they. I think he's just a bear.
All right, I'm gonna need an answer, guys.
What do you think, Maximus? Cupchu?
Cupchu, I guess.
Okay, Cupchu it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is Ursaring.
Oh, it is Ursaring!
Yes, it is the Hibernator Pokemon.
Really? Why is it called the Hibernator? It does not look like it hibernates.
Well, it's a bear. You know, it's a brown bear, though. Are real brown weird. Bear do hibernate.
A lot of animals, though.
To answer your question, though, only pregnant polar bears den up for the colder months.
Oh, there we go. That's actually pretty.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on to question number 2. Feel free to use your hint at any time now, considering that you cannot get that extra point now.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the next question.
Thanks for pleading on
me. All right, I rub it in.
It's like every time I'm in and I do not get the question, I always berate the listener who submitted it. I have the privilege this time to actually say it to your face.
Being able to do it to my face, yeah. Nice. All right, so this is the second question. You guys are probably going to hate me for this one.
probably are.
You obtain this berry as a reward from Scott in Gen 3's Battle Frontier as a reward for receiving all 7 Golden Frontier symbols.
Son of a gun. Is it the Enigma Berry or the
Lion? I've never done that in Emerald.
It could be the Enigma Berry or the Lie something. It has it's with an L. It's one of those two because it's the two most rare berries in the it's Enigma. Or lie. I forgot the name of it. It starts with an L and it's kind of like lie something. Huh?
Was it lilac?
Lilac, maybe? My lilac berry, something like that. So it's one of those two. Which one? I do not know. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who has.
So Enigma Berry was available in Gen 6 and it's not available. So I would.
You guys have an answer?
Better than mine.
Want to try that one?
Mm-hmm.
Enigma Berry it is.
Again, that is unfortunately incorrect.
We suck.
The correct answer is the Starfberry.
Oh, never would have guessed.
Yeah, the Starfberry is a berry that was introduced in Gen 3. You can only get it in Gen 3 by getting all 7 Gold Frontier symbols. In future games, it is always the reward for getting like 200 win battle streaks, etc. It is probably the hardest berry to obtain in the game. This berry, however, is not very useful as its effect is to randomly raise a stat by 1 when the Pokemon's HP falls to 25%. Yeah, it's really dubious.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
It's really good for blending in various games. It will give you a very good Pokeblock if you turn it into a Pokeblock.
Yeah, like if I did not have this, I have Envy, I would throw my 3DS to if I would after 200 battles, that's what they get.
All right. So our next question is probably going to be a bit more condoning to you guys. It is Elite Four members throughout the generations have a tendency to share type specialties with Elite Four members in other regions and games. However, there are 5 uniquely typed Elite Four members. Name at least 4. Yes, I can. Elite Four members throughout the generations have a tendency to share type specialties with Elite Four members in other regions and games. There are 5 uniquely typed Elite Four members. Name at least 4.
We can do this.
Wait, do you want the types or you want the people's names?
Just the types.
Okay, so I think Dark is one, right?
Let's see. I know there's one in Gen.
One Gen was Dark. I forgot his. He appears in. Remember his name?
Oh, it's Elite Four. That's right. Wait, there's been a Dark.
Elite Four? Yes, there is.
Yeah, there's been. I thought there's been more than one Dark.
Oh, more than one then. So.
Yeah.
How about Fairy? One Fairy? Is there a Fairy?
Gen 6.
They're actually the champion.
No. I know. Wait, you said Elite Four, not champions. Hold on. Yeah, she's the Fairy champion.
Not definitely not Ghost. Definitely not Fire, Water.
Not Dragon.
Not Dragon.
Ice?
No, there's a couple of, I think.
What about Grass?
I don't recall really any good grass. Who's Grammys? Recall grass, but I don't recall any grass. So I don't think.
Wait, this Bruno. Wait, what does Bruno count as? Fighting or
fighting?
Rock?
He's fighting.
Fighting. Well, he's the only one I can think of fighting.
Fighting is. What about Steel? Do we have a Steel Elite Four? Something four?
I rarely remember Elite Fours in like 5 and 4 and 5.
There's no normal recall. Should we ask for?
Wait, Scrawn, do you want all 5 or do you want?
You can name 5, but I only want you to get at least 4.
So that's 4 points?
No, it was 1 point.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so fighting is 1. Ice, there's more. Ghost, there's more than 1. Dragon, there's more than 1.
Wait, what is Will in second generation?
Will? Who's Will?
You're I'm God.
Turned into.
Do you want to get the hint?
Yeah, we might as well.
The hint.
Okay, so as you guys had said before, you are wrong on the account of fighting being 1.
Knew it.
Yeah, and also, you guys had brought up Dark, but there have been 3 Dark Elite Four members.
Yeah, I thought there was more. I think there's 1 in second, and there's 1 in,
Wait.
Second gen, third gen, and, sixth gen.
What about water? No, now that I repeat gen. Water, I think we have 1 water, right? The guy from Gen 6, the chef, he's water. I think he's the only water.
Well, there are 8, how many types are there now? 18?
There's no fairy that I can remember. Ooh, flying! We only have 1 flying, right? Because that's the one from Gen 7, the tennis.
So that's, oh, yeah.
That's 2. We have water, we have flying. We have...
Let's not the types we know that aren't. Because
I'm pretty sure that both flying and water are just one of each. Other than that, there's no fairy for at least the champions.
What about grass?
I don't recall any grass. If you can remember one, then that's definitely one of them. But I can't recall any. There's a poison. There was a point where Koga was, right?
Yeah.
Koga was the Elite Four, and he was in, I don't know, any other Elite Fours, right? Because Agatha had poison Pokemon, but she was ghost.
Yeah.
So I think Koga poison is another one. And last but not least, I would...
What about ground and rock? We haven't really said much about...
I don't recall. Again, if you call one of them, that means that that's it. Because that means that I'm missing...
See, I got gens 1, 2, 3, and 6 and 7 in my mind. 4 and 5 are drawing a blank right
now. Yeah, I don't... other than the dark guy from Gen 5 at the dark... I'm going to go with Steel. Do you remember any other Steel? Because I think there was one Elite Four that is. Do you remember that?
No Steel. I cannot think of anyone that's Steel.
Okay, then that might... I would say... So we have Flying, Water, Poison, we're missing one. And Scrawn is being really generous here with time.
Yes, I am. This is I'm going to need an answer in like 10 seconds.
Maximus, you choose the last type. No? Nothing? Nothing comes to mind.
Come on,
shall we just guess one? Which is we guess one. Let's guess metal. So that's it. Flying.
You mean steel? Wait, isn't that steel?
Steel. Yeah. No.
Go ahead
steel?
And throw another type out there as well because you guessed.
Which one are you picking again?
I'm picking flying, water, and poison. Those are my three because I think I don't recall any.
I feel like there's one for rock or ground.
Then pick one. Pick one. Rock. You want to go with rock?
No. Let's do my favorite type. Let's do ground.
Ground. Those are our four, Scrawn.
Okay, well, I was wrong in this one. There were actually six types, but you guys are correct, actually. For poison, you have Koga. For, I'll just name all of the single type Elite Four members. You've got poison for Koga. You have Aaron for bug. You have Bertha for ground.
Oh, good choice, yes. Maximus! Yes.
Yeah, you've got Seabold for water. And you've got Olivia for rock and Kahili for flying.
Yes.
So you got four of those. Steel is not correct because you have Wickstrom in Gen 6 and Mulane is actually the Steel Elite Four in Ultra Sun and Ultra.
There we go. Awesome. Yep. We did good, Maximus.
Yeah, good job, guys. That's 1 point so far. let's go ahead and move on.
Thank you, Scrawn. I know what corner I'm going to be crying.
All right, so question number four. In Gen 4, this trainer class was introduced as the Madam. However, in Generation 6, the name of this class changed to something else and has remained that way. What did it change to?
Ooh, I know this one.
The Madam.
The Madam. They changed it to the Rich One. I can't remember the exact name. What was the synonym for, like, the... You know that there's... Forgot his name. Oh, help me here, Maximus.
No generous time on this one.
Yeah.
The
Madam had to either veteran or the rich equivalent, female equivalent. I can't remember the male.
Was it like, wait, bear? No, that's the plateau. Not
gentleman.
The plateau,
but... No, so there's gentleman. Gentleman, whatever. Gentleman Jack is rich. What was the female version of it?
Lady?
It could be lady. No. It could be lady. But I think it'd be veteran.
But can't male and female both have veteran, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe they got rid of Madam and just added her.
Oh, just combined them together?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Do you want to go with veteran?
Okay, I'm going to want a final answer.
Yeah, we'll go with veteran.
Veteran it is.
Veteran is incorrect.
Son of a gun.
The correct answer is socialite.
Oh,
socialite.
Never would have guessed
that. Never would have, no.
Never would have guessed that.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. I'll kill you in the next PuckleCon.
Okay.
which is in a couple of months, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In about 5 to 6 months.
All right. So this last question is the one where you can get 2 points.
Sure.
And I'm going to start it with a titular phrase that is slightly modified. It is back in Gen 3. There were two Pokemon you could not obtain in Emerald version that were version exclusives to Ruby and Sapphire. Lunatone was exclusive to Sapphire, and Zangoose was exclusive to Ruby. However, there are two evolutionary lines of Pokemon that can be caught in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald. Name these evolutionary lines for 1 point each.
I hate. I hate you strong with this.
You said an evolutionary, and they're both evolutionary lines, correct?
No, it's just one.
I'm saying evolutionary lines so I do not give away too much information. But they could potentially have evolutions or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Think, guys, think.
Gen 3, which is the worst gen ever in existence.
Now, wait, they were in Ruby and Sapphire, but they're not in Emerald.
Yes. These Pokemon appear in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald.
And they're exclusive version.
They're not version exclusive. Oh, they are in both Ruby and Sapphire,
son,
but not in Emerald.
Gun. Help me here. Rosalina?
Rosalia?
Gen 3 Pokemon.
We know Rosalia. I think it's Rosalia, not Roserade. It's Rosalia because Roserade is Gen 4.
Okay. Rosalia is one? You think it is?
No, that's how you pronounce it.
Never mind how I pronounce it. What is the Pokemon?
This is very entertaining.
Even though I played through Alpha Sapphire, Omega Sapphire, whichever the one it is, I played through.
See, it's not.
So this is up to you.
Yeah, we used the hint already.
You know what? I feel bad for making these so hard, so I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the hint for this question as well.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, you're still going to die, but yeah, thank you.
All right. So here's the
hint. You won't die in pain. We won't make you suffer.
There are actually 3 evolutionary lines with this attribute. However, that is on the condition that you do not record mix with a copy of Ruby or Sapphire.
What?
Translate Maximus
so,
if you can.
Okay. This means there are actually 3 evolutionary lines of Pokemon that can be caught in both Ruby and Sapphire, but not in Emerald. But one of those lines can be caught in Emerald on if you record mix with Ruby and Sapphire.
Maximus. I would say I have...
All right, when this clock hits 8.
I'm gonna guess though, however, I am going to guess, the grass, I forgot her name, it's not Blossom, the, Lily, called,
Rosalia?
No, the Lily one, the one that evolves into, I don't know, I'm clueless here, Maximus, this is all you know, idea.
What about Surskit?
Sure, Surskit's one.
Alright, I'm gonna need a final answer.
Go ahead, Maximus.
You said Lily? I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, she looks like dress and stuff. I can't remember.
All right. Give me 2 evolutionary lines, Maximus. G0.
You mean Lilligant? That's Gen 4.
Yeah, Lilligant. You guess, Maximus.
Oh, Gen 5. Sorry.
You're the Gen 3 expert. Come on.
Fine. I'm going to go with the Surskit line. I'm just going to throw lines out there because I'm not exactly sure anymore. All right. Surskit line. I'm going to throw out. Should I throw Torkoal out there? No, I shouldn't. I think you can get Torkoal on any single point in the map.
Wait, maybe it's the Viper's one. No, right. The Viper's in.
This is the Emerald Pokédex, correct?
Yes. Emerald, yeah. Give me that second line. You got Surskit and what?
Surskit, the Tyranitar line. No, that's not it because you have the new Pokemon Stadium. In Pokemon.
But he needs an answer. So Surskit and one. Any Gen 3 that you can imagine. Say it out loud.
I don't know, Shroomish?
Shroomish, okay, there we go.
That's
those
what
are
I'm
the both.
Take. So on both accounts, that is actually incorrect.
Of course they are.
The hint was actually pertaining to Surskit, because normally you cannot catch the Surskit evolutionary line in Emerald, but you can in Ruby and Sapphire. However, if you have an outbreak in Ruby or Sapphire and you record mix with Emerald, you can catch Surskits in an outbreak in Emerald version.
Okay.
However, the 2 lines that you can catch in Ruby and Sapphire, but not in the Emerald, are the Rosalia line.
Oh, it was.
We
were talking about that the whole time. Dang it.
And Meditite and Medicham.
I wouldn't have
really?
Guessed that one. Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Wow. So that's
going to conclude the Puckle Pokey quiz. You guys have both earned 1 point. I feel really bad.
Don't feel bad.
So that's
you won't feel anything when you die.
You better hope you get next time PuckleCon comes around, you better hope you get there first, because if you don't, we'll be waiting for you. We're gonna come back to the airport.
So that puts our point totals at Sublime Manic at 7 points, Bosefus at 6, myself at 5. I did not add anything for this. Snag has 5 points, Basket has 1, Maximus has 1, and Jashiro has 2.
Woo! and welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on the knowledge of Pokemon in their noggins. So, of course, no internet browsers, guys. Lower those. And no phones, no nothing. You guys got to use what you know. And as always, we are going to have five questions here today. One of them will have a bonus point. So that'll be nice. You guys can have a bonus point. Yeah. And then one of them, and then all the rest of them are going to be 1 point apiece. You do have a hint that you can use throughout the whole thing. Though if you get all the questions correct, you can cash that hint in at the end for an extra point. So if you guys are ready to go, we've got five questions that are just itching to be answered.
All right, let's go for it.
All right, then. So question number one comes from Linian. Linian wants to know, what does the effect of magma armor do in battle? Magma armor, the ability, what does it do in battle?
Well, I know what it does out of battle, because you can use it to reduce half
out of battle, really.
But what does it do in
battle? Magma armor prevent crits, or does it prevent freezing?
I know it prevents freezing, but that's not the main effect. Like, it can't be frozen.
Is that your final answer?
Well, he's saying it in such a way that it could... It's probably both of those. Like, is that a legitimate answer, Thatch? We could just say both of those things.
Both of what things?
Prevents crits and prevents freezes.
You only can say one thing.
Oh, so it only does one thing.
Well, then I think freezes makes more sense, because there's other abilities that prevent crits.
Yeah, but it's not the main effect, because I know...
Maybe it is, because all I use it for is to hatch eggs. And actually, yeah.
I am not comfortable with that. I like the crit thing. Let's just go with your initial instinct.
I think we should go with you. I think we should trust your instinct on this, because when I think of crits, I think of shell armor.
Okay. Prevents freezing, sure.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Really?
Because, that's... yeah, that's the only thing it does, except for the hatching eggs thing outside of
that. That's a trash ability. Really,
yeah. Does. Wow. That's why you only use it for hatching eggs.
You only use it to hatch eggs.
That's why. Duh. Okay, so also maybe...
Jeez. Maybe lay off, man.
Maybe
you're
like,
trying to live my life.
Maybe you're just like one of those people that's really tired of just being frozen on Smogon, and so all of your Pokemon have magma armor, because you're just like, I'm not losing the hacks. And then you get... I don't actually know. I can't give you a solid answer for that. All right, so question number two. This one has the bonus question and comes from none other than Professor Snag.
Oh, dear.
So he asks, in My Pokemon Ranch, you were given two gift Pokemon for depositing both 500 Pokemon and then again when you deposited 1,000 Pokemon in Pokemon Ranch.
Why, Snap?
I know the answer, Sublime.
What were they?
I'm so happy.
what is the rest of the question, Thatch?
I want to know what the two gift Pokemon that you got when you deposited 500 Pokemon and then when you deposited 1,000 Pokemon into My Pokemon Ranch.
Do you know what it is, Sublime?
I have no idea.
It's Fionne and Mew.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct on both accounts. That gives you guys 3 points.
Oh, so, I'm so glad you know that, Scrunch, because I didn't know
anything
about that.
I played so much Pokemon Ranch.
That game was amazing. It was stupidly amazing, because that game has so much garbage in it. You just get to watch.
Hilarious.
You get to watch chibi Pokemon run around and play with toys. It's like something
the farms of like homogenous farms of Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That was
farms and stuff.
Yeah, that game was weird but also awesome. Like, it was when it came out, I used to just like leave it on the TV, because like the Pokemon just do things on their own. And you'll just see like random stuff happen. Like, if you leave it on long enough, like they'll just like, if you have like 1,000 Pokemon in your ranch, they'll just like make a pyramid with each other for no reason and do all this random stuff. So, okay, moving on though. That's 3 points for you guys today. You guys are doing pretty good. This next question, I think, is a silly one, but this comes from the Pokemon.com website. According to the official sources, is Silvally a legendary Pokemon?
Silvally?
No.
I'm going to say no.
There are three of them canonically in each universe, or in most of the universes, and I believe they were developed based on the different traits of varying Ultra Beasts, and Ultra Beasts are not officially considered legendaries. So I do not think he is officially a legendary, but that's my reasoning.
Plus, he's man-made, isn't he? So, like, yeah, no. Answer's no. I would say
that's your final answer. No. That is unfortunately incorrect. According to the according to the Pokemon.com website, Silvally is a legendary Pokemon. What? I don't understand. So is Type Null, apparently, as well. So
that's just wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Sorry.
It's just awful. I didn't expect it, but if you go actually to the Pokemon.com/legendary thing, they actually include it in there. And if you take, there's like a quiz you can take, and you go through the quiz, and like one of these questions asks you which of these is not a legendary Pokemon, and they put Silvally and Faramosa as two of the answers. And it's just like, well, it's not Faramosa. So they consider Silvally to be a legendary Pokemon, most likely because it's based on Arceus.
Well, I guess Arceus. It's the same with Majarna, because Majarna is man-made.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like Mewtwo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I'm fine with this answer.
All right. So that means you guys can no longer cash the hint in, by the way. So
we can use our hint, though.
So you can, yeah, you can use the hint now still. So the question number four is about TMs and is inspired by H3NZ on the Discord. However, I came up with a different question than his. Because I found this piece of trivia very interesting. How many TMs, technical machines, have remained the same throughout all seven generations? So by the TMs remaining the same, what numbers and moves have always been the same in all seven generations? Well, not which ones, but how many? How many? And you get a plus or minus three on this one.
Well, it's less than 50.
I feel like it's going to be closer to 10.
What is our ballpark?
I said plus or minus three.
Why don't we use our hint on this?
Okay.
You could use your hint on this. I don't know how to give you a good hint for it, but I give you a hint.
Okay, sure. Let's do it.
Okay, so it's less than 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the lowest answer we should pick is 21.
Like maybe we should go with 15.
That's probably fair. Yeah, sure. Let's go with 15.
Is 15 your final answer?
We're going to be like one off.
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is 10. The answer is 10.
Right, Ron.
Initial instinct.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would go with that, but you didn't. So the ones that have stayed the same are TM6 Toxic, 14 Blizzard, 15 Hyper Beam, 22 Solar Beam, 25 Thunder, 26 Earthquake, 29 Psychic, 32 Double Team, and 38 Fire Blast, and 44 Rest. They have all remained the same.
I was expecting Thunderbolt, Ice Beam, and
Those weren't TMs, I believe, is either Gen 1 or Gen 2. They were not TMs. Fun fact. I think they've been TMs since then, but they weren't always TMs, but that's fine. You guys have 3 points. Question number 5. As always, guys, I like to ask you stat questions just because it gives the listeners a better feeling for Pokemon, and I think they're just fun and easy to write. So, the question I want to ask you guys today is about special defense and fighting types. Which fighting type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Special defense.
Mm-hmm.
Gallade has a pretty high one.
Okay.
Gallade is 125 or 115. It's a good starting point.
It would be high, wouldn't it? As high.
Oh wait. The Musketeers. Virizion has 129. That's its high stat.
Okay. Cool. Cresselia. No, that's a psychic type.
I was just like, you know, I said fighting types, right? Like Cresselia's got a pretty high special defense, I'm pretty sure. I think the highest base fighting type special defense is Cresselia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're not playing this game alone.
Yeah, I'm not very smart. Let's see. Virizion, Gallade. So.
I can't think of anything higher than Virizion. Maybe there is, but I can't think of anything.
Let's keep thinking. Well, each generation has a finite amount of fighting types. Maybe Conkeldurr?
No.
Okay.
That's hilarious. The one's just like, no.
Conkeldurr's bulky, but it doesn't have like an
average. I am going to need an answer.
I think Virizion's like probably our best guess. I can't think of anything higher.
Okay,
sure. There's going to be something with 130. I'm going to be really mad because like it's just below that.
So Virizion is your final answer.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes!
It is Virizion. Virizion also has the highest base special defense of all grass types as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, Virizion is... That is 4 points for you guys today, which actually does change things. Well, not actually, because you both had first and second. So,
yeah.
So you
it
guys
changes Beau to a solid third.
It changes Beau to a solid third. That's about all it does. So we're gonna go ahead and add that. We're gonna go ahead and add that in. Scrawn, you've hit double digits though today. So
nice. I'm 10 now.
Yeah, you're 10. Look at that. You're just moving up in the world. So the standings are, for those of you at home, Sublime with 12 points is in first, with 10 points Scrawn is in second, with 6 points Bosifus is in third. In fourth place we have Snag with 5, Jushiro in fifth with 3, Basket and Maximus are tied for sixth, and that's where we are right now. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. They operate as a team together to answer 5 questions provided by the community and from other co-hosts, and they compete against the other co-hosts. So whoever gets to 30 points first is the winner of whatever I decide the prize is when we hit 30 points. And as always, we will have 5 questions. One of them will be worth a bonus. We'll have a bonus point included. And you will also have a hint that you can use throughout any of the questions, though you can always cash that hint in at the end of the trivia segment to get yourself an additional point. So if you guys are ready, we are, we'll get it going. Are you guys good?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So we will start things off with question number 1. What is the only way to obtain a legitimate shiny Celebi?
Isn't it a Japanese event?
There was also an event for the US.
No, I think now currently the only way to get a shiny Celebi is through Gen 2, because depending on what the IVs are, makes it shiny, I believe, with Gen 2. I don't think it'd be the shiny lock in Generation 2.
Mm.
Is it? Because I can't remember if the shiny lock stuff goes all the way back to Gen 2 or not. No, because there was no event for shiny Celebi, because before, it's been shiny lock this entire time, so it has to be Crystal now. Because now you have the GS Ball event we just talked about, and you just kind of gave that to us.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, Celebi Generation 2 with the event, so it's Crystal, yeah.
I agree, because I have no idea.
It's the only thing I can think of that makes sense.
That is correct. The only way to obtain shiny Celebi is what just came out on Friday, and that is to use the Crystal version, beat Lance, and use the GS Ball event, because Celebi has been shiny locked this entire time. Isn't that nuts to think about, by the way? That's just crazy. Yeah. That just blows my mind. That, like, shiny Celebi...
Because you can't transfer from Generation 2 to 3.
Yeah. It just blows my mind. It blows my mind that it's just impossible to... So that's a point for you guys. So you guys are looking pretty good. So this next question comes to us from British Gent. So British Gent wants to know from you guys, because we're theming the trivia today around Gen 2 because of the Crystal release, if you haven't picked up on that yet. So our next question is going to be about Generation 2. So when you catch a Pokemon, but select to give it a nickname by mistake, you can typically just retype the Pokemon's name out and it'll be fine. Everything's fine, right? But in Generation 2, this wasn't possible with one Pokemon in particular. Which one was it? You wouldn't be able to type this Pokemon's name in as its nickname.
Oh, it's a Generation 2 Pokemon, not a Pokemon found in Generation 2?
It is a Generation 2 Pokemon, yes. And in Generation 2. Like, the capability to write this Pokemon's name was impossible in Generation 2 as well.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it was a Johto Pokemon, not, like, a Kanto Pokemon in Johto. That's what I want to make sure.
Yeah, yes.
What Johto Pokemon has the longest name? That's what we need to find out. Because... That's the thing, because the naming limit was...
Ursaring's is like 8, right?
Ursaring, yeah. What's Dunsparce? Dunsparce is like 9 or 10, right? Because it's like D-U-N-S-C, the E or no?
It's 9, I think.
So it's like a 9-ish. So Tyranitar's also 9, so it has to be more than 9. Because if Dunsparce is 9, Tyranitar's 9, that's going to be something up there. No.
I'm going to need an answer soon. You also have the hint.
Is it for alligator?
No. Want to know what? I don't know if there's a hyphen, because that would make Ho-Oh not possible. I don't know anything else, because Dunsparce, I think, is not enough. What do you think? Because I can't remember hyphens.
Because there's... Wait, was Porygon 2 available? Or Z or whatever?
Z was not available, no. 2 okay. was.
Do you remember if there were numbers?
Yeah, there were numbers, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
there were symbols, numbers, and stuff. Yeah, there were numbers okay. at least.
I'm going to need an answer.
You want to go for the hint or try and...
I'm going to need... Yeah, I need an answer.
I really need a hint on a bonus.
Okay.
I need the hint.
This is important. Where did Porygon 2?
Is that your final answer?
I'm just going to say yes, because I don't know. So, I'm just going to say Porygon 2.
Is that your final answer?
It is for me.
Yeah.
That is correct, because yes. numbers did not exist in the palette in Generation 2 for the nickname option. So, that is correct. That's 2 points for you guys today. So our next question, that's the bonus question. It comes from Professor Snag. This is the bonus point in it. So this one asks you about evolution lines and version exclusivity. So in Crystal version, there are 3 Generation 2 evolution lines that are unavailable in Crystal version, but they were available in Gold and Silver. So I only need 2 of them. 1 point for each.
Okay, so basically we're looking for...
level up or evolutions that can't happen in Generation in Crystal, but they happen in Gold and Silver.
Not evolutions. These are just the lines. These are just the lines. Like, the entire line is missing.
Okay, so it's version exclusive. So
yes,
Crystal is essentially what we're trying to figure out.
Yes. What wasn't in Crystal, but was in both Gold and Silver.
And it could be Generation 1 or 2 Pokemon.
No, these are Generation 2 Pokemon.
Specifically 2. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yes. It was a long, wordy question.
Shoot. I should remember all the Pokemon that were like, what?
You also have the hint. Do not forget.
Yeah.
Wait, can you not get Mareep?
Is it Mareep? What's the question again? Because I'm getting really confused with everything
okay,
now.
Okay, so there are 3 Generation 2 Pokemon lines, evolutionary families, that are unavailable in Crystal version, but they are available in Gold and Silver.
Okay. Okay. So we know
it's the whole line. It's gone. It's a version exclusive.
So it has to evolve, essentially, but you also learn from the question.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not true. Okay.
It's so just evolutionary line. It just means that everything in that family's gone. So that could be a single evolution. That could be a middle, like a 2-stage or 3-stage.
It could be anything. Yeah. Okay.
I have a hint as well, if you would like it.
I got nothing on my dud.
Okay. So just to clarify one more time,
mm-hmm.
these Pokemon do not have to be able to evolve, correct?
They do not need to be able, but they can.
Okay, so I think that it's the Mareep line the fish line that turns into it has a split evolution. Octillery.
Remoraid doesn't have split evolution.
Remoraid.
Are those your final answers?
I don't know about Remoraid, to be honest. I'm pretty sure we'll go with it.
Okay, yeah, let's do Mareep line and Remoraid line.
That is correct on both accounts.
Oh.
Boy.
Mareep, Remoraid, and Girafarig were not available in Pokemon Crystal, but they were available in both Gold and Silver. So good for you guys. You got 4 points so far. You got a perfect game going, and you haven't used the hint yet. So,
because I always have one of my favorite Pokemon to run through in Crystal. Mm-hmm. Ampharos.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find his butt anywhere.
No, that's true. Ampharos, man, is such a solid Pokemon. I love that Pokemon.
He's awesome. I name him. I always name him Bleep Pete. Because I think that's an awesome name.
I love it. All right. So we're gonna continue on this Celebi trend, okay? One more question about Celebi, because it's a big deal that we can catch it like with an event in a game, which is pretty big news. It's kind of removing its mythical status in somewhat of a way now that we have it readily available through like just replaying the game, just like Deoxys, but it's still going to be considered mythical. But I do want to know, in Generation 3, because we couldn't transfer from Generation 2 to 3, remember that? We were discussing that. What was mm-hmm. the only way you can get Celebi without an event in Gen 3 across all countries and everything?
In Generation 3 specifically?
Yes.
Man, I have no freaking clue.
Was it? The only thing I can think of is Pokemon Box.
Don't forget, you have the hint.
as well. You have the...
Oh, I remember it now. Okay. So, we in Pokemon Coliseum, we got the bonus Jirachi. Japan got the bonus Celebi disc. That's how you can get it. That's the only way you can get it in Generation 3 other than an outside event. Unless that's considered an event. I don't...
That
I
is not considered an event.
Okay, that's it then.
Is that your final answer?
It's the bonus disc in Japan. Yep.
I didn't play those games, so I'm
I only remember because back in the day, like we got gypped on it. We got Jirachi, but they got Celebi.
If that's your final answer, that is correct. You guys are doing really well. That's 5 questions correct, and you haven't used the hint. And like I don't think that any of these were like specifically easy. So as always, you get the last question, which is the base deck. So I want to know. Out of all of the, I want to know about defense because I'm looking this up right now, and I want to know what psychic type Pokemon has the highest base defense.
Psychic type highest base defense.
Yeah.
Is this only in Gen 2?
No, this is in all generations. This is just typical all generation. And I just looked it up now.
Oh, it's Deoxys. Deoxys defense. It's like 180 base or 150, 180 base defense. I don't think anything else is higher than that.
Are we sure Shuckle doesn't have a?
It's not psychic type.
Oh, duh.
This is including everything: legendaries, mega evolution.
Well,
everything.
Well, we have the timer, I guess, but just in case, because I can't think of any other mega evolution. Their newer I can't remember what Lunala has. Or Dawn Wings or Dusk Wings, Necrozma or Dawn. I don't think it beats Deoxys, though. If anything, it gets close. Because I know Deoxys at least has 150. I'm probably just going to say Deoxys defense, because I can't really... Because I think if anything, like, the Necrozma only gets, like, 130. There's no way it gets, like, 160.
Is that your final answer, then?
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, defense Deoxys.
You guys were doing so well, but unfortunately, that is incorrect. The answer is actually Mega Slowbro.
Oh, I forgot Slowbro existed.
Oh, man.
So,
I think 160 isn't it.
Yeah, Deoxys is 160. Mega Slowbro is 180.
180. Damn it.
So Mega Slowbro is the actual answer. Enough. So it's not good enough for a point, unfortunately, guys.
I don't care.
You guys were doing so well. You could have got perfect score. I was just like so sad. but that still gives you 5 points, which is better than typical. And that significantly changes up the standings. So let me type my numbers in here, and then I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to sort this right now. So right now the standings are Sublime in first place with 12 points, Scrawn in second with 10, Bossifist and Basket are tied for third place with 6, Snag and Shamu are tied for fifth place with 5, Jushiro is in seventh place with 3, and Mr. Maximus is in eighth with 1. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. That is the answer to that. Puckle's Poke Quiz. Puckle Poke Quiz is the part of the show where we quiz our co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge because they're innate. They should just know this stuff. It's in their soul.
Not gonna take the bait. Not taking the bait, Fetch. Not taking it this time. Nope, we're not doing this.
As always, there are gonna be 5 questions today. One of them is going to include a bonus point, and another one of them, and then as well as you have a hint that you can use on any of the questions you choose. We will give you a hint for those answers. And then, of course, you will go ahead. And if you get all of the questions correct without using the hint, you can cash that hint in at the end for an extra point for a possible total of 7 points today. So if you guys are ready, I have all of the questions right in front of me.
I'm ready.
I guess so.
All right. So let's jump into it with question number 1. This question was brought to you by Thatch. So he wants to know, what is the first generation in which you can legally obtain a level 1 Pokemon?
Okay. Oh, I know this one. It's...
Well,
I feel like it is an Electrode for some, like, gimmicky reason or whatever.
I think the typical answer that you could consider is... isn't it 4th gen?
I want to say so, because it's always 4th gen.
No. But, like, this is from Thatch, and I know for a fact it's not... before Gen 3, because Gen 3, you could catch a level 2 Wurmple or a level 2 Poochyena or Zigzagoon.
But yeah, level 1 something or another.
Eggs hatched at level 5 in Gen 3. I don't know what level they hatched in Gen 4. That's the question, because I think...
In Gen 4, they did hatch at level 1.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are you 100% certain about that?
Yes, I am very 100% certain about that.
I would go
how much breathing I did going up and down that one route.
Is that your final answer?
I feel like eggs are not like countable. I think it's like a Pokemon that you receive and it's at level one. But eggs don't count.
No.
Because that could be anything then.
Okay, well, go ahead and give your idea. What is that?
Well, like I was saying, I've heard a story about how you can get like a level one Electrode at some point.
Well, that's not a whole lot to go off of. So I'm.
Lot to go off of. It's a freaking Electrode.
No, I mean, it doesn't have any other. You do know like what game it might
sustenance, have. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that one then. All I know is it is an Electrode, or at least that's what's screaming at me right now.
Wait, in the game, Thatch, in the question you asked legally, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Gen 4.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Fantastic.
Woo!
So that is correct. You do get a Gen 4 level 1 Pokemon by hatching. It's the first time. Before that, it was level 5 because there was issues with the codes. The game code, if you had a level 1 Pokemon, it would just instantly level up to level 100 because of the way they had experience gain work.
Hmm.
So they couldn't put it in the game. But they fixed that in Gen 4, and now we get level 1 Pokemon, as you would expect, right? If there's a level 2 Wurmple, you would expect there to hatch a level 1 Wurmple. So that is a good answer, though. So we're going to move on, though. So this next question comes to us from Claude9, and he wants to know, what is the myth behind the Lake Trio, the Lake Guardians from Generation 4?
This is a very open-ended question, I feel.
Yeah, pretty much if you get the gist of it, I'll take it.
Right, so...
About their origins, I should say. What is the myth behind the origin of the Lake Trio?
All right. Can I go off on a limb and just kind of like say this? This isn't necessarily the answer, but I'm going to say it, and you can like go back to it as an answer if we decide on it later. So a long time ago, the universe was like an egg or whatever, and out of the egg comes out Arceus. And Arceus has an egg that hatches Dialga, Palkia, and Giratina. And then I think it's Arceus has another egg that hatches the aspects of humanity, which are knowledge, valor, and emotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And each of the Lake Trio represents one of these three.
Yeah. And then they give the aspects of those things to humanity in order to like control them and make them not be terrible. And that's a very, very, you know, sort of loose myth, but I'm just saying what
Arceus created the Lake Trio to imbue humanity with the knowledge, emotions, and valor that they would soon have. And each of the Lake Trio members represent one of those three qualities.
Now, my concerns might be, where did the egg come from? Did it come from Arceus?
Spawned from inanimate nothingness, just as the universe spawned from inanimate nothingness.
Is your story your final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct. Okay. All I was looking for is that they came from the same egg. But yeah, you're right.
We're going all philosophical up in here then.
But you're right. Okay. Arceus did create that egg as well. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to ask you another question. The first three are all about Gen 4, by the way, in case you didn't realize. because Ultra Prism came out and it's all about Gen 4. So
nice. We're
going to go ahead and I want to ask you about Sinnoh. In Sinnoh, there is only one Pokemon that you can catch in the wild that is only available prior to this via trade evolution. What is it?
Only available via trade evolution.
Oh, I know this. I know the answer. Do you know, Viger?
I'm trying to think.
In the old Chateau, there's a really rare possibility that you can catch a Gengar.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was just running through like what Pokemon do you evolve through trade, and then it's just like, well, there's Gengar, but I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that, Fetch.
Old Chateau.
I believe you're correct, honestly. But I'm not 100% sure, because so this question came from Linnea, and he said Steelix, because Steelix is available on the Mount Iron.
On Iron Island.
But let me double check. I'm pretty sure you're correct, though.
I'm pretty sure
you're correct, because I should have fact-checked him. Should have fact checked.
Oh man, Linden.
Diamond and Pearl, old Chateau, any Gen 3
yep.
game.
Boom. You just well, you have
Platinum
to put
as well for
okay.
bonus points.
Maybe we should have like taken away like that, but it's fine. It's fine. It's perfectly acceptable. You got the question right. That's 3 points for you guys today.
Bonus so, points. I want half a point.
So your question, your next question is going to be not about Gen 4, unfortunately.
Dang, though
one of our fans is going to be very happy that you answer this question if you do answer it correctly. This one is worth 2 points, depending on how many answers you give me here. So the question is going to be, what are two of Maractus's abilities? I need two of the three.
I know this answer. It's chlorophyll and water absorb, because they're alternating water. Or maybe... Oh man, is it solar power or is it chlorophyll? Ah!
Oh, this is where it comes into play.
I know water absorb is one of them, right?
Or maybe I feel hydration. Like chlorophyll would be the more sensible one because Maractus is a cactus.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go with chlorophyll and water absorb on this one.
Did you hear your final answers?
Yes.
Yep.
That is correct on both accounts.
Yeah.
The other ability you can also have is storm drain. So you guys are doing really well, though. You guys
we're not idiots.
We got one left. That's almost my first perfect.
You guys have 5 points right now, and now of course we're going to be going to the stat question as always. So
oh, no,
this is where we fall.
And so, well, you guys still have the hint as well, by the way. So
I want that bonus point.
So
well, perfects.
So the question we're going to be asking about special defense. And I want to know what dark type Pokemon has the highest base special defense.
Okay.
I'm thinking it has to be another like psychic ghost along with it. Something that specializes in special attack. Don't really care about its frail defense, but it's that special defense that we're looking for.
Maybe
I'm trying to think.
Muck.
And it's a dark type. That's what we've also got to remember.
I said Alolan Muk.
Yeah, I know. I'm just also reminding myself.
Okay.
I was actually wrong. There's three Pokemon that tie for this, but...
name one of them.
Just name one of them.
Okay, well, let's think about Mega Evolutions that are dark.
Yeah, Dark-type Mega Evolutions.
No, okay, don't think so slow. Let's throw them out there. Mega Absol, no, that can't be it.
No, that can't... Mega Houndoom.
No, that's not right.
Mega Gyarados.
No, that's not right. Let's see.
I'm thinking Malamar.
Not Malamar. I don't think it's legendaries, maybe. Darkrai, no.
Darkrai, no.
Ivoltal.
Yeah, Ivoltal.
Oh, it might be Umbreon, but that has a higher defense.
Yeah, and Umbreon I just don't feel like would be strong enough. Like, this is base special defense.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer here, guys, or you're going to have to use the hint.
I don't want to. We've come so far.
Yeah.
One second.
I'm going to need an answer, or I'm going to take zero answers here.
Use the hint, because we're not right yet.
I'm thinking, wait.
Wait, what do you think, Figer?
No, I'm just thinking, working with you, I'm Drapion.
No, that's not right.
Okay.
All right,
so one of these is a mythical, one of these is a mega evolution, and one of these is just a regular everyday Pokemon. So
we could that's your hint. That out. It's nothing. Oh, geez.
Wait, what about Guzzlord? He's dark type, right?
That's not they don't technically count as a legendary. It's not right.
Well, you said just a regular run of the mill then.
That could be it, technically then. It could be Guzzlord.
I was just thinking, it's just like, wait, what about Guzzlord?
I want to find the mythical that we're trying to talk about here, though. Because that seems like it'd be the easiest to narrow it down.
Mythical, yeah. Well, the only mythical that's coming to mind is Darkrai.
Fourth gen mythicals, what are those?
What about Mega
Sableye? This one's not fourth gen. This isn't fourth gen.
Okay.
What about Mega Sableye?
Mega Sableye. Oh, that's the answer. I'm just going to say Mega Sableye.
What about Mega Sableye? Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
What?
Dang it.
So the correct answer is these guys are all tied with a base 130 special defense, Umbreon, Hoopa, and Mega Gyarados.
Ooh.
Oh, Mega Gyarados.
We said two of those.
You know, Mega Gyarados doesn't seem like it would have a high special.
It doesn't seem like it. Neither does Umbreon.
Yeah.
Because when you think special,
you haven't Pokey played special. Pokemon. You haven't played a lot of competitive things.
Well, I don't use any evolutions.
I mean, I expect half a point from this thatch.
I'm not giving you half a point for that. You're gonna get 5 points for the day though, which is actually pretty good.
Can I cash in my 5 points for half a point?
you just want a half
a
point.
You walk away with half a point.
I want half a point.
But then Viger walks away with half a point. How does that make you feel?
I would rather not.
He can deal with it.
Wait, what?
So no, none of these things are happening. We're just going to go ahead. This actually changes up the standings, though, pretty significantly. So right now we have wow. Okay, so a lot of things happen. We got some nice shifts here going. Let me click my button, and then we're gonna go ahead and get it going. So in first place now with 15 points is Scrawn.
Wow!
In second place, we have Sublime with 12 points. In third place, we have Bosefus and Basket tied with 6 points. Snag, Shamu, and Viger are all tied for fifth place with 5 points. Jushiro is in eighth with 4 points, and Maximus is in ninth with 1 point. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. So that it's a race to 30, by the way, for those of you who are uninitiated. It is a race to 30.
So, my power grows.
So check
face
in.
Face me, competitors. You will stand no chance against
Scrawn. Calm it down.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, or purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.